bit more, but
Yeah,
it's
I agree with the point. See, Bhishma himself says that, you know, I have to fight against the Kaurava, against the fortify the Kauravas, because I am bound by their wealth. There's a verse which comes like that. He speaks this to Yudhishthir just before the battle starts. So Yudhishthir comes to seek his blessings, and he says, "I would love to fight for you, but I cannot. I'm bound." And he says, "I'm bound by their wealth." And he says that we can't buy wealth, but wealth binds us. He says a verse like that over there. So now, in my understanding, that statement is seen as a statement, to be seen as a statement of humility. I'm just bound. Is it that, see, if Bhishma could live as a celibate while living in royalty, while living with so many, in royalty there are all beautiful women, maid servants as well as queens. If he could remain as a celibate in that, could he not have lived as a renunciate, just as going to the forest? No, he could have, he didn't need wealth. So to say that he is bound by the wealth, he could say, I don't need the wealth at all. And he could have done that. You know, generally, Aishwarya is primarily needed for bhoga.
Correct.
So if one doesn't have the desire for bhoga, then to say what is the attachment to Aishwarya will go down substantially. So to say that Bhishma was bound by the wealth, he says, okay, I have eaten their salt, that's why I have to fight for them. That just is the expression of humility. Because if he felt himself so bound like that, then he was not like exactly an unquestioning servant. Time and time again he opposed Duryodhana. I tried to give good advice to Duryodhana.
Yeah.
So it was not that he was a...
But he was always just following...
Blind.
It was definitely not like a unthinking slave or something like that. Or that I have to be just doing whatever they tell me to do. But at that particular point, Bhishma has tears in his eyes, and he feels how harsh is the duty of a Kshatriya that you have to fight against your loved ones. So he's saying, I'm bound by the Kaurava's wealth. That's a more of an expression of humility rather than his actual motive for fighting. His actual motive was, so we could say there are three levels. One is that the external reason that he gives, I have to fight because I lived on their wealth. Now, actually speaking, it is not even the Kaurava's wealth, it is his wealth. Because, you know, he is also part of the royal family. And in fact, his claim was higher, and he voluntarily renounced that claim, although he was the eldest son.
Right.
So to say that, it's like, say, you know, if we have a grandfather in our family, and the grandfather is saying, I am living on your money. Well, okay, if you had earned the money, that's a different thing. But if the grandfather generation only has passed down the money to you, then for the grandfather to say that I am living on your money is completely inappropriate.
Okay.
So it's that's the expression of humility at that time. So that could be one external reason which he gives. The internal, another level is of reason could be that he feels he's bound by his word to always stay by the side of the Kuru ruler. And the innermost reason would be that is how Krishna inspires him to act at that particular time.
Stay by the side of the king.
Yeah, because
he
had taken a vow when his father wanted to marry Satyavati. At that time, he told that, Satyavati's father said that, but what, you will become the king? He says, no, I will not become the king. He says, but you may not renounce the kingdom, but your children will want it. He says, no, I will never have children, and I will myself act as a protector of whoever is the king. At that time, he had taken that vow.
Prabhuji, what's your definition of humility and what's your definition of surrender?